This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The idea that Milwaukee could someday become the hub for the world's freshwater technology innovations has been talked about enough that it seems that it's a long-held belief by community leaders. The truth is, the concerted effort towards that end is well under a decade old. While several names are associated with it, the water hub is most closely linked with Rich Musen, the CEO of Milwaukee-based Badger Meter. Musen and his work are the subject of an in-depth feature in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine. Reporter Rich Rovito is with us to talk about how much of the water talk has come to fruition and how much remains so much hydrologic hype. Rich, nice to see you.
Great to be here, Mitch.
As you reported the story, it was ostensibly a profile of Rich Musen. But as you read it, it seems like it's as much a profile of his vision of Milwaukee as a freshwater technology hub. Are Rich Musen and the water hub concept synonymous?
I believe so. There have been a lot of people that have been involved in this in the Water Council initiative. But Rich has definitely been the public face of this. I started covering him back in 2000, and as head of a publicly traded company, Badger Meter. He's known in certain circles, obviously, but he really came to the forefront starting in 2007 when he co-founded the Water Council and with Paul Jones from A.O. Smith. Paul's kind of the guy in the background. Rich has definitely become, as most call him, the evangelist for the Water Council.
Well, and as the Water Council has gotten to be a more prominent entity, has Badger Meter as well? Has Rich Musen kind of shaped the image of Badger Meter at the same time he was formulating the Water Council?
I think it's kind of two separate things. There's some of the critics are saying that this is a self-serving interest on his part, and maybe it is a little bit. But his vision is for the Milwaukee area, southeastern Wisconsin, to become the Silicon Valley of water technology and have this be a global water center. And will that benefit Badger Meter? Probably to some extent, but you know they're a manufacturer of water meters, so I'm not sure how much that will benefit them.
What initially led Rich Musen and to some degree the people around him to drive the creation of this Water Council? What was the potential they saw?
Well, Rich and Paul Jones were meeting one afternoon at A.O. Smith up on the northwest side, and Rich got to talking about how he thought there were dozens upon dozens of water technology companies in the Milwaukee area, and that most of them weren't direct competitors, and he just felt that this was an effort and a possibility to make this a water technology hub with all of these non-competing firms, and started it just sort of germinated from there.
How are people assessing the work that the council has done thus far?
For the most part, it's been incredibly positive. There's been national publications that have come here and done stories. Al Jazeera even came up here to cover the opening of the Global Water Center in Walker's Point in late summer. So for the most part, it's been extremely positive. However, there are a couple of vocal critics that think this is nothing more than smoke and mirrors.
Right. There are not necessarily many national critics, but there are some local critics of this vision. What's the issue that they're taking with the concept of Milwaukee as a nexus for water technology?
Well, Michael Rosen's an economics instructor at Milwaukee Area Technical College. He says this does nothing to address the real economic employment issues in Milwaukee, the severe underemployment and unemployment of African-American males, unemployment of unskilled and semi-skilled workers. A few years back, Badger Meter shifted a bunch of jobs from its plant in Brown Deer to Nogales, Mexico. I was in a room when Rich announced that he no longer felt responsible for providing jobs for high school dropouts, and he said that he was going to focus on higher skilled jobs, and that this was not that this did nothing to motivate anybody to do better with their lives. Michael Rosen sees it differently. The harshest critic probably to this point has been Mark Levine, a professor at UWM, founding member of the Center for Economic Development at UWM. He says he's seeing none of the aspects that you need, such as job creation, patents, incubator companies that go into the Water Technology Center and come out as full-fledged businesses. He says he needs to see some proof that this is actually generating business and economic development and jobs and employment.
With the people involved in the Water Council, obviously Rich Meeusen among them, would they concede that the jobs that are likely to come out of Milwaukee as a technology hub are likely to be more skilled jobs, even those that don't exist yet?
I would think that's a fair assessment. I mean, you've got these firms that are in there now, these startups. You've got some stalwart companies like A. O. Smith and Badger Meter and Rexnord and some others that are in there doing some research. I think it's too, even though this has been sort of 6 years in the making. I think it's still too early to tell in some regards whether this is going to be a success or not.
As you say, it is 6 years in the making, and so far the most visible fruit of this labor has been this Global Water Center, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's a great building, seven-story building in the Walker's Point neighborhood. They took a century-old manufacturing facility and turned into this this very nice-looking glass-walled facility. It looks cool, and there's some neat stuff going on in there. But it's definitely at the early stages. It officially opened in September. It's sort of been baby steps along the way. A lot of folks will say that 6 years is a long time. Others, like Rich, will say that 6 years was lightning speed here to get something this off the ground. But he points to that, and proponents of the Water Council and the Water Initiative here will point to that as a major milestone of the success of this effort so far.
They also point to the 17-acre space that's adjacent to the Water Center. What's the future of that space likely to be?
They're hoping to have a kind of a business park related to water, and this will all tie into what's going on at the Global Water Center, and that down on what used to be East Pittsburgh Avenue, you'll have that's what they envision as being the global water hub.
And it's now it's no longer East Pittsburgh. It's now what, a Freshwater Way?
Freshwater Way, yes. Yes, indeed.
What has Rich Meeusen's response to the critiques that you were discussing? What has his response been?
You know, he's a very unique individual. He's very motivated. I've never seen him move into an effort without a great deal of passion. He had a stroke 3 years ago, and it barely slowed him down at all. He walked out of the hospital a couple days after the stroke, after they told him he wasn't going to may not walk normally again, may have to use a cane, that he would be somewhat debilitated, might have to use a wheelchair, all of that. He immediately went into his usual mode where he was trying to find different ways where he could get back into action with the Water Council, get back into action at Badger Meter, and it took him a very short period of time to do that. I think that had the stroke been debilitating to him, that it may have also been debilitating to the efforts of the Water Council as well. He continues to move forward with a great deal of passion. If you could have seen him the day of the opening of the Global Water Center, his voice was cracking. He was almost like a televangelist up there, just speaking with a great deal of emphasis on his vision.
It sounds kind of like that. He worries that the critics of these plans aren't going to give him a chance.
He does, and he worries about future efforts. He said that he's had to battle a few critics, particularly Professor Levine, and he's worried that in the future, any effort to make Milwaukee a better place, to make Milwaukee a better place for jobs and employment and all of that, those efforts may be stymied if people just jump out and criticize them from the start. He thinks that he should have been given more credit. The whole council should have been given more credit for what's gone on here.
Are there labor issues wrapped up in this as well?
Well, Rich, again, not afraid to speak his mind on anything. I've had numerous conversations with him over the years. He's a huge proponent of right-to-work legislation. He thinks that southeastern Wisconsin, or Wisconsin in general, is at a competitive disadvantage now that some northern states have enacted right-to-work legislation. His only unionized plant is his local plant here, the Brown Deer plant. He says he's not actively seeking to add production jobs there because he feels that the union contract for that facility makes it more inefficient than the other facilities. Badger Meter bought Racine Federated a couple years ago. He's moved some work there. That's a non-union plant that now operates under the Badger Meter name. He's taken a pretty hard-line stance against his unionized workforce and union efforts in Milwaukee.
One of the interesting points you raise in this piece is that other cities are looking to Milwaukee, much the way the Water Council has talked about. But one of the things that they're doing in looking at Milwaukee is thinking about how they might create their own water technology hubs, places like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh and Toronto are two examples of cities that have moved fairly far forward with efforts. The effort in Pittsburgh, they actually used Milwaukee as a template for what they're doing there. They too feel that they have a concentration of companies that have a connection to the water industry and can do something similar to what's going on in Milwaukee. Toronto, actually, the entire province of Ontario is engaged in a similar effort.
And you're right that Toronto has perhaps a competitive advantage over places like Milwaukee, as it's just easier to get to.
True. The leader of the effort there referred to Milwaukee as quote unquote remote, and said that I guess it all comes back to this: whether or not Milwaukee could be the Silicon Valley of water technology. I think the consensus when you talk to other folks around North America is that they don't see Milwaukee as being the global hub, that there are numerous hubs doing similar things. And I think the message I got was that they should all be working together to promote water technology and not overlapping on the work that they're doing.
Interestingly, as you say, Pittsburgh actually used Milwaukee as a template for its own plan. And one of the great things I would imagine, especially for a reporter who is reporting this story, is they put together a report that really assessed the state of progress on Milwaukee's World Water Hub efforts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. And it was kind of a good and bad assessment of Milwaukee. Said that Milwaukee's early start to this has definitely given us a competitive advantage here. But at the same time, that Milwaukee is not a leading community for patents and innovation and technology around water. So you've got kind of this ongoing debate as to who is and who isn't leading in water technology.
The Water Council has not gotten heavily into policy issues to this point. But as you say, Rich Meeusen is not someone who is afraid to speak his mind. Are things likely to change on that front?
It was a stance that they said that they would not take early on, that the Water Council would not get involved in policy issues. But Rich told me that he thinks that's the next logical step for the council. I mean, they've obviously got their hands full doing some other things, but the council did not take a stand on whether or not Lake Michigan water should go to Waukesha, things along that line. That could change in the future, according to what Rich has told me.
Do you have a sense for what Rich Meeusen thinks about in terms of the timeline for this happening? Is it going as fast as he would like?
I believe it is. In fact, I think it's going faster than he ever expected. In his colorful language, he told me that he thought he would be in a home somewhere pumping morphine from a tube before he would see things like the Global Water Center being built. Again, it depends on who you're talking to, whether 6 years is a short period of time or a long period of time. But he thinks that things are moving faster than he would have initially anticipated because of the resistance and Milwaukee's tendency sometimes to move slower on these types of things.
You also point out that the stroke sounds like it's made him a little philosophical about how long he's likely to be at the helm of Badger Meter and how much more impact he's likely to have.
Yeah, Rich, his wife Mary Beth and his executive assistant, his children have all tried to get him to slow down a little bit. I think he has slowed it down a little bit, but he's, when you meet him and talk to him, he's got one speed and it's overdrive. He told me that he once flew to Israel for a one-hour meeting and immediately flew back right after the meeting, against everybody's best advice. But yeah, he worries about his health. He said that he's had high blood pressure for a long period of time. He's exercising more now, eating better, but he's still a very, very hyper guy. And his son, Matt, told me that he's worried about him. He thinks that he needs to slow down a little bit more. I had a chance to spend some time with his daughter, Julie, who's a lot like him, talks with her hands. She's very animated, very opinionated, very interesting young woman. But she, too, expressed concerns about, her dad taking it a little bit easier as time goes by. But he's hoping to get Badger Meter in a secure place and hoping to get things with the Water Council in a good place before he thinks of retirement. I guess you're not going to slow this guy down. He's going to work at that speed, I think, until the end.
Rich Rovito, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Writer Rich Rovito's feature on Badger Meter CEO and Milwaukee Water Council co-founder Rich Musin is in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine. There's a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next on the program, we'll start talking photography and a unique collaboration by 11 photographers aiming to capture the essence of Wisconsin. That's when Lake Effect returns on listener-supported Milwaukee Public Radio.